Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for the applauses, ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen and germs, gents and families, animals, dogs, cats, and fucking pigs. What's really good? It's your boy on the TD show. You dig? JJ, the X-Man. I got my other fams up in here by the name of 6-4.
Yeah, you know it.
And I got the other man in the background by the name SD.
Yeah, what's poppin' out here?
What's good, baby girl? Let's get it poppin'.
Yeah, let's get it poppin', man.
This is officially the technical difficulty show, the TD show, talking about everything. You happen to hear us on our first show, which happens to be SD and 6-4 on the Fresh Fridays. What's up, fellas? How y'all doing today, man?
Chilling, man. You already know how I go over here, man, trying to keep it fresh. You already know.
Yeah. And you, 6-4?
Nah, this is SD. This is SD, man.
Oh, and SD? And 6-4?
Yeah.
What's going on?
You know what, man? Chilling, man. Modulating, you know what I'm saying? You know how that go already, man. Just trying to stay fresh for the people, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear that. Fucking, you got a fucking hour with us. Actually, technically, you got 57 seconds with us. So, you know what I mean? I got to hit the fucking jam lines up first real quick. You know what I mean? If y'all want to call in, give out a shout. You know what I mean? You want to hear something or whatever. Or you just want to say hi to the gods. Definitely hit us up, 347-215-8388. That's 347-215-8388. Let's
don't
get the fucking
shy.
Show popping, man.
Don't be shy.
Oh, definitely don't be shy. You know what I mean? And yes, ladies and gentlemen, you can call up here and curse. You know what I mean? Let's just keep it to a minimum. You know what I mean? Don't fucking come up here because this ain't the fuck day, the curse day.
I'm going to tell the people not to curse, man, and you sound like a sailor over there. I mean, really, like, yo, people just call up and express yourself, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
However it comes out, like, it's all real. We keep, it's all hood. So, you know, come on.
Definitely all hood. That's the only way I know how to keep it, you dick.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. If you ain't hood and you want some fake flaw shit, don't even fucking call up. But then again, you can call up just so I can laugh at you.
And I, you know, I don't want the women to get out of pocket when they hear us say bitches a lot. You know what I'm saying? Women,
exactly.
don't get out of pocket when you hear us say bitches, because only real bitches is real. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. It is what it is.
You know what I'm saying? If you know you're a real bitch, that number up, and we here chilling. We waiting. It's really good.
Exactly. All right, man. So fucking, I'm going to fucking just get into a fucking song or some shit like that. You know what I mean? So the guys can, you know, fall back, chill, relax on the first day and shit. And then we definitely got a situation, a fucking, a serious-ass topic that my man SD definitely wants to talk about. You know what I mean? So I'm going to play this fucking song right quick. You know what I mean? It's fucking Lil Wayne by... I don't even know how I fucking pronounce this guy's his asshole's name. Enrique fucking Iglesias or whatever.
Enrique Iglesias.
Yeah, whatever. Some Spanish cat, whatever.
He's not that popping. That's why you can't pronounce his name.
Is that?
Nah, but the women like him. The women like him.
Yeah, the women love him, you know. You know, you got to play with the women when they hear some songs.
Yeah,
more or less.
Ah, man. I'm in the hotel with... I think I'm having technical difficulties there.
It's all right. TD's happen.
Yeah. Is my phone loud?
Yeah.
No. Your phone is loud enough. I can hear you.
All right. Because I can... Damn. Fuck. Hold on.
Oh.
Hold on.
Easy.
Hello.
Yep, man. Yep.
Yo.
Yep, yep.
Hello?
Yeah, yep, we yep. hear you, dog.
All right. I'm going to have to fucking deal with that shit then.
Yeah.
fucking cordless phones, man. Whoever invented cordless phones needs to be shot.
Shot in the mouth.
And then stabbed like 30 times after that.
There you go.
And thrown out of a moving vehicle.
Yeah, right. Hey, mama, they call me Weezer. And you should be with me, I got a pocket full of reasons. Baby, I can bless you when you ain't even sneezing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dress you when you don't even need me.
Mm-hmm.
Have you dreaming when you ain't even sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
Mama, I can help you get off like the weekend. You just wanna do it to the new Enrique. I pop the disc in and put the song on replay. And then she backed it up like replay.
Yo.
Yeah. Where's this nigga? I don't know.
About to vacuum the floor real quick while the song is playing.
Oh shit.
Like a Glock, it's stopping like a watch. Now move it like clockwork. Your body is screaming and your booty is an outburst. She wanna do it with no delay. I told her I could run it just like relay. Cause I'm cool, just like the breezeway. I push it like salt and P-E-P-P-A.
All right, that was pretty much Enrique featuring Lil Wayne, Push, and that's actually a new cut. I mean, they actually don't play that on the fucking radio, so, I mean, on the radio. See, this is internet radio. We about to be radio.
You already know.
You already fucking know. But, like, back to that topic, like, I mean, because earlier you saying that you wanted to talk about something that was been fucking with you, like, been on your fucking brain, on your noodle, on your dome. And, it's like, it was about this nigga Lil Weezy. So, what's really good?
What's really good?
Right now, you have the floor. What's really good? Tell the people out there in fucking internet radio land what's really good.
That's what I've been trying to find out. Like, y'all gotta tell me what's really going on with Weezy. Now, I mean, I respect his craft. I respect the way he's getting his money. He's a good lyricist or whatever. But you know, you can't have your personal life spewing to the view of the public. You know what I'm saying? Because niggas like me will look for any reason to bring you down. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So you You going out there and kissing on babies' mouth and all that. Like, you're a like, you're a ballerina. I got the pictures. I seen you, family. Like, we know what's really going on out here. And it's like, what's popping, Weezy? You can't be out here kissing men and thinking that that rock like lava. That doesn't rock like lava, baby. Like, you know what I mean? You gotta switch your style up. I know he used to fuck with Trina. Don't get me wrong. He used to fuck with Trina, cleaning the asses or whatever. You know what I mean? But, as far as him backstage or whatever, kissing on baby's lips, like, that shit don't rock with me, like, you know what I'm saying? I can't support no gay rapper. That's just my personal look on things, you know what I'm saying? Other people might support it, other people might not. But as far as that kissing shit, Weezy, I think you need to do that shit in the privacy of your own home, Pop. And don't let niggas get that shit on candid camera, because you are definitely on candid camera, fam.
Yeah, he definitely is.
Like I said, I respect his craft. I respect him getting money. He's a good lyricist. You just don't need none of that inside person like spilling into the streets. Because once you hear that, that's your downfall. You dig me?
The first member was saying he's a gay rapper. He's a nice rapper, but he's a gay rapper.
I mean, yeah, like he's the new gay rapper. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Hey, yo, 6-4, what you think about this?
I mean, who would have known, man, like that a dude could be so successful and then, like, turn around and kiss a man in the mouth. Like, I don't even really understand what was going on behind it, son.
Uh-huh.
No man-to-man contact unless we're playing sports. Like, I think that's really my cardinal rule. It's like, unless I'm giving you a pound or something or whatever, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no man-to-man contact, especially in the face region, God.
Okay, now, what if he would have kissed him and afterwards said, oh, no homo? Well, that,
I mean, doesn't justify it, dog.
That's not like saying, okay, I don't have cooties now. Come on, son. Like, you're on camera. Like, how do you get caught on camera kissing a man? That's all I want to know.
You know what I'm thinking, God? I'm thinking that he wanted to get caught on camera, and he wanted the world to see that.
But what, though? What's your motivation behind that? What would be the reason? You know what I'm saying?
No, I guess he think he mafia tied or something. I don't even know mafia niggas that kiss each other in the mouth like that.
Mm-hmm.
No, I understand the kiss on the cheek. That's a mafia shit or whatever. Kiss on both sides of the cheeks or whatever. But I never seen no gay shit like that until I seen Weezy do it. Even the average Joe in the street, I've never seen the average Joe just playing a kiss on the next man's lips in the street.
Hmm.
Like, come on, son.
So you think it don't happen, guys?
I mean, I know it happens, but it's like I said, that's done in the privacy of their own home. You dig me?
Yeah, I feel you, man.
You don't let shit like that. You supposed to be so hood, so gangster, you blood and all that, but you letting niggas see you kissing another man. Like, come on, dog. When does the credibility stop? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, pretty much, man. Hey, I don't know, man. Well, did you hear what 50 Cent said about Lil Wayne?
Nah, what do you say?
Brother said he was a fucking, a fucking whore. He said Lil Wayne's a whore. The only reason why he said Lil Wayne's a whore is because only a whore would, you know, sleep with other dudes just like Lil Wayne. Only a whore would jump on, you know, be featured as on, he would do a lot of features on other people's, you know, other artists. So he called him a whore. He's an industry whore.
Yeah, he kind of is an industry whore.
Yeah,
like.
He doesn't have an album out. He's just fucking featured on shit.
I mean, what was 50 doing, like, on Game's album? And, like...
No, first off, hold on.
Yeah,
as far as that's concerned,
like, it's not even about him being a whore. Like, he's hot right now, son. So everybody's going to do a single with him. What happened to Ja Rule? Like, Ja Rule was a whore? You know what I'm saying? Like, all of that. Add it up to money going in niggas' pockets. Like, you can't hate because of that.
What happened to Ja Rule was 50. Do you understand me?
How is that?
That's basically saying, like, yo, you're a wankster, God. Once that wankster track came out, what did you hear from Ja Rule after that? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But you got to shit on 50 as well because, you know, the nigga Ja Rule, you know what I'm saying? He was singing on the track or whatever, actually hitting the high notes or whatever, but he's following in the same footsteps.
This is what I'm saying. So, like, the pot calling the kettle black, what are we talking about? If a man is hot, the man is hot.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. It's a difference between actually putting a melody in your music and actually trying to hit the high note like Ja Rule was doing. You know what I'm saying?
He was going for the gusto. You know what I'm saying? It was all there for him. Like, it was all, Ashanti was there, laid out, the beats was laid out and all of that, and he made a lot of hot shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's, I mean, it is what it is.
But I guarantee you, Ja lost a lot more fans when he went on that singing shit than what he had when he was Vinny Betty Beachy.
That's real. I mean, definitely a lot of real niggas that was listening to his shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Definitely. Come on, son. That's like one of them D-Block boys starting to sing on the track. Niggas ain't going to respect that.
Yeah, not at all.
So it's just like, yo, what you going to do with yourself? It's either, you should have just came out a singer if that was the case. You know what I'm saying?
Who, Lil Wayne or Ja Rule?
Ja Rule. Like, you know what I mean? You should have just came out a singer, dog. We would have respected you more.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I respect the nigga's craft. How he get money is how he get money. You know what I'm saying? But when you start doing dickhead shit that's in the view of the public eye, I mean, you got to watch what you do, dog, because you know niggas will find any little thing to slander your name on.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, but we didn't really have to, like, look deep for that, son. Like, he got caught on camera kissing a man. Like, it's nothing, you know what I'm saying? There's nothing covert about that.
Yeah, like, you can't, I said, you can't justify him kissing a man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just no good. That shit is like oil in the water, baby.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that, JJ?
Shit, man. I don't know, man. That's real feminine. Like, I'm not feeling that shit at all, man. Like, when I first heard this shit, I was like, nah, niggas is bugging. They're like, hey, I got pictures. I'm like, yeah, but you can make pictures to do shit like that. Like, you can make pictures of Tupac Shakur in the fucking Manhattan Mall right now. I mean, and fucking people believe the shit, but it's like, fucking they even questioning him. Oh, yeah, well, he's my daddy, so, you know, I kissed him in front of my boys and all, like, yeah, this is what we do. Like, instead of giving handshakes, we give kisses. Like, dog, you're fucking homo, man. Like I said, the nigga's tight. Yeah, some shit, some real shit, but, I can't fuck with that. Nigga has to breathe easy.
Yeah, it's like the beef easy, just like the tracker's doing right now.
Word up.
You know what I'm saying? Some infamous D-Block boys breathing easy out here.
Oh, yeah. That's fucking 6'4's favorite shit. He loves some D-Block.
Yeah, it's D-Block now, D-Block then, and D-Block always. You already know.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
You know what I'm saying? These faggot-ass rappers, man, yo, just keep your shit in the confines of your own home, man. Don't let it spill into the streets because you know niggas is looking for any reason to slander your shit. So, like I said, man, just fall back with that shit. If you're going to be gay in the privacy of your own home, man. Don't be out here kissing on men in the street and then expect niggas not to say something about it. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, too many people listening to you, too many people influenced by the things that you do and the things that you say for you to be acting recklessly, really.
You know what I'm saying? You got children looking at you, family. Like, what's really going on?
Huh?
Come on, dog. That's just really disgusting, and I'm not feeling the fact that he kissed on the man. Like, that shit is, like I said, that shit is like oil and water, baby. That shit don't match up. Niggas just need to do something with themselves besides kissing on each other, you think?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, fuck up. I don't know, fucking smacking on his back or in the back of his head or some shit.
Like, and the funny part of this about the whole shit is like he's trying to man it up. Like, there's no way you can man a piss in a man in his mouth. He's trying to give him a pound and bring him in. But you see Baby lean over and you see Weezy's head cocked to the side like a chick.
Yeah.
Like, come on, what was y'all niggas throwing tongue in each other's mouths? What's really happening?
You sound really pissed off about this. Now, is Weezy, is he considered blood? Or Crip?
Well, if you go by the streets or whatever, Weezy's considered a blood.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know what type of blood he is. I've never really seen him with any type of red rags until he started fucking with Dipset.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And now after you fuck with Dipset, now you throwing out your red flag. Now you want everybody to see your red flag talking about you blood this, blood that. Like, come on, son. You shot all of these, all this blood shit on a song or whatever, but you're not shouting your set. You're not shouting your GF for putting you down, for giving you the opportunity to show what you are. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That just doesn't rock with me. Like, I can't, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? From one gang member to another, like, yo, that shit just rock. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel you.
But it is what it is. Niggas is going to get their bread how they get their bread. You know what I'm saying?
Pretty much.
And I guess he felt, well, you know, Cash Money ain't as rocking as it used to be.
Oh, it definitely isn't.
It's not as rocking as it used to be. Let me turn it up somehow. Ah, if niggas see that I'm blood, you know what I'm saying? Niggas have something to say.
Pretty
you know
much. Yo, we actually have a caller, but I believe it's, it's Cuba. I think Cuba called up. Hold on. Is this Cuba?
It's La Cubanita.
Oh, it's Cubanita?
Yes, sir.
La Cubanita?
La Cubanita.
La Cubanita. What's good?
Cubanita. What's good?
Hey, shit, you on the phone with, you know, the three hottest DJs, you know?
Well, that's what's up.
Fucking 6-4.
What up?
SD.
What's good?
And
what
DJ.
Up?
Oh,
that's what's up.
So, what's your view on this? Like, how do you feel about Lil Wayne kissing a man? And not only that, you know, having his head cocked to the side like a fucking woman.
Yeah, we got to feel. How you feel about that, female?
How do I feel about that?
Yeah.
I think he's ugly as hell, so I really don't care. I'm not interested.
He does look like, like a Ninja Turtle. I can't front.
He's ugly as hell, so that really wouldn't be something that I'd like turn my head to, even though it's kind of nasty, but at the same time, that's his preference, right?
You want some of this stuff, right?
It is. So, do you promote homo tendencies?
No, I don't promote them.
No?
No, I don't promote them, but that's his preference.
So, if you saw someone, like, for instance, two dudes dry humping. Dry humping in the middle of a fucking movie theater, like
I
fucking,
take a fucking.
They stand up in front of everybody while watching Saw 4 that's coming out 26, and they sit out there and stand in front of everybody dry humping across the fucking screen.
I take pictures and then sell it on the internet, and make money off of it.
Yeah, I definitely.
Hey, you got a point. You got a point.
Yeah.
She definitely has a point right there.
You know.
Oh, shit.
Take it, you know, sell it and make some money off of it.
I definitely hear that.
There's a lot of sickles out there. You know, it ain't that hard to find them, so.
Man, I don't understand it. Hey, everyone's, you know, entitled to their preference. I'm sorry.
Like I said, there's a time and a place for everything. That wasn't the time or the place for that action that happened.
Yeah, it definitely wasn't.
No, it wasn't.
Like, when I'm looking at the picture, and I'm just like, I'm looking at the people in the background. The people in the background are just looking at these two niggas like, what the fuck are they doing?
they were probably enjoying it.
What?
They were probably
mm-hmm.
Yeah, they could have been on their faggot shit, too. You never know, like, you know what I'm saying?
Know.
I could have sworn I saw a nigga in a pink tutu.
I don't know, but I'll tell you one thing. If they didn't get up and walk out, that's because they was enjoying something.
Hey, you know what I'm saying?
They definitely all had gauchos on.
Yeah,
what a wedgie.
Gauchos with wall boots on.
Oh, shit.
Talk about, Jay, I'm gangster. I'm this, I'm that, but we got you backstage kissing a man.
Hey, what's really good? What's going on?
We can't justify a gangster. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Wait. Yeah, you can't justify it, but let me tell you something. Do not underestimate a fag. Because you know what? Majority of the fags will kiss your ass.
I think the correct proper statement for fag is homosexual.
Okay.
I wouldn't offend any of the fags out there. I mean, any homosexuals.
Okay. True. Okay, so, you know what? I'll put my dollar on the homosexual.
Wow.
They got some strength.
That's pretty
they
harsh.
They got strength and they got our bitchy attitude.
Is it, and they got what? Bitchy,
and
well,
they got
yeah.
our bitchy attitude. Our female, they're worse than us bitches. They're worse.
Yeah.
10 times.
Because they're fucking, they're built like men and they talk like women.
Yeah.
That's
Listen, let me tell you something. I knock a faggot on his ass. If a faggot goes against me, he's going down, baby.
Okay, now.
Would you be surprised if he takes
hold on.
Down?
Yeah, don't get it twisted.
Yeah,
don't get it twisted.
Now, 6'4". Now, if you got your ass whooped by a fag, homosexual, how would you feel? Like, would you tell us? Yo, dog, this woman, this fucking girly man just fucked me up the other day. He had on a fucking bikini. He had on a bikini with fucking pink lugs on.
Hey, listen here. I tell you this. If a faggot whips my ass, he won't be allowed to tell the story.
Oh, shit.
Honestly, it's less than likely, B. Less than likely.
Yeah.
Less than likely.
What happens? Okay, what if? What if you go down? What if you can't get up?
Oh.
What are you talking about?
That's the worst.
First off, I'm a black man. I'm going to always get up. Like,
straight up.
Now, what if he calls five of his, like, they got the fag call. Like, hey. Hey.
No. Wait, they come bum rushing, like, that video that I sent.
Yeah, you know what I mean? They come bum rushing this shit. What's going on? And they stomp you to death with ballerina shoes on.
And they sidekick you with their ballerina shoes.
Yeah, like, what's going on? I don't think I personally I'd tell anybody. I don't think I would have the heart to tell anybody. Like, no, I'd be like, yo, I just got fucked up.
Let me tell you something. I got the 380 filled with fag stoppers immediately.
Immediately. Immediately with fag killers.
If it comes to that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Other than that, like, we got the fisticuffs, man, and I'll knuckle up.
It's like my son Kid said, I take my shit off and knuckle up. It's nothing to scrap.
Nothing.
Nothing to scrap. You know what I'm saying? But, yo, keep that faggot shit to yourselves, man. Just don't let that shit spew over to the streets where you don't want it to be at, you dig?
Yeah, pretty much.
Like I said, niggas is looking for anything nowadays just to discredit your name. Like, you know what I'm saying?
But then again, we do live in a free country, right?
Yeah, we live in a free country, but it's like,
did you just say that, a free country? What's free, baby? Freedom ain't
free. No, ain't nothing free here, but...
Only thing that's free here is condoms, sweetheart.
And those aren't even
free.
And you know what?
We don't get them over here for free.
We got the AIDS tax place. We get them free.
Condoms are free, but nobody uses them.
Yeah, that's true.
I use them. I have to. And I wear Magnums. Ladies, I wear Magnums. Did I say I wear Magnums? I wear Magnums. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's continue. I wear Magnums. So, Magnums.
But I noticed ain't nobody else saying nothing.
Wears Magnums, but they're loose. Pause.
Okay, that man has a point there. I do have a baby dick. Let's move on.
I think we're getting kind of personal here.
Yeah.
Nah, I got love for the kid. He knows that. But, you know, he knows who's more blessed in the family. I'm going to leave it at that. Who's more blessed.
I don't know what this guy's talking about, but...
I don't know. Shall we measure it up?
Okay. Let's get it going out here.
why don't you measure it?
Why don't you show a nigga what you're talking about?
Why don't you pull out your tape measure, like Ubanita?
I pull out my tape measure and I get to like judge everybody.
More or less. I mean, we can all you want.
But then that means that I got to shout everybody out too.
What you mean?
Saying, I get to tell everybody on the air what you holding.
That's what it is.
That's
what it is.
Wait, hold on. Rewind that for a second.
Favor.
Huh?
We got to return the favor somehow, though.
The favor is this one's free. It's all good. The first one's free.
Okay. Oh, shit.
First one's free.
The first
favor
is free. The first favor is free.
All right, that's what it is.
You know, the second one you get charged for.
Oh, yeah?
You're a shorty crazy.
I respect it.
Yeah, the crowd loves it.
Don't take too long, boo.
That what?
You know what I'm saying? Just make sure your favorite don't take too long because I'm running a little late.
Uh-huh.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Take your time, but hurry up.
Mm-hmm.
So,
from the last I checked, 6'4", you know, is my brother. And I wanted to go visit him in New York. And, a certain part of New York, I'm not going to, you know, put it out there. And maybe it is true that he's, you know, he has the XXX, super duper XXX Magnums. Because I fucking walked by and this is all I heard. It's like constantly, like, what's going on?
If that were me, I'd walk by and I would see that man come out the door and I'd be like, okay, I know I'm never going inside with you in the room alone.
So would you bring in another girlfriend?
Can you repeat that for the listening public, please?
That if it was me, I see him coming out the room, I'd walk right past him, and I'd never think twice about going inside a room alone with him.
Why is that?
She might be nervous,
dog. Because that sounds like torture. That does not sound like pleasure. I want to be screaming, oh, yeah, this is mad. I don't want to be, I want to be like, yeah, Poppy, hit me.
Let's get it.
I don't want to be screaming bloody murder.
No, you sound scared, Ma. Like, I mean, not to say that was torture or nothing like that, but you sound like you kind of fearful or something like that. What's up with you?
I ain't fearful, but I ain't going to deny it either. I want to enjoy it. I don't want to be hurting.
Nah, I hear you, Ma. I hear you. You don't want to feel it in your stomach, like, a couple of days later?
Nah, I don't want to feel it all up in my rib cages and be walking and be like, ugh.
Walking funny like, ah, my shit hurt.
Yeah.
You can't even move your body parts.
Some of them can't even move out the bed after they finish you, dig.
Straight up.
Straight up.
See?
They need to put
fucking curled up, pressed up and shit.
I don't mind being rolled up and having my legs all weak and then my knees and all that. It's all good, but.
Oh, so you like the pillow between your legs, huh?
She likes it.
I'm not gonna say what I like between my legs, but we ain't gonna go there.
So have you ever been like smacked in the ass with a windshield wiper?
No.
No?
With a paddle or something?
Like a tennis racket?
But I'm pretty sure that if I was that object or whatever the object they would smack me with would be where they really wouldn't want it.
Oh, okay, no doubt.
Because I like to be caressed. I like to be pampered.
All right. Yeah, well, on that note, I'm definitely going to I got to play this skit, man. I'm taking it a little bit back in the day. Once y'all hear it, you know, you LOX fans out there.
LOX.
LOX, y'all definitely going to fucking laugh. This shit is fucking hilarious. I just got to play this shit.
Hit him with it.
All right, here we
go. I'm all right. Nigga,
that was my shit.
Niggas ain't built for no bodies.
I smack the shit out you.
Niggas ain't built for no body, man.
Oh shit.
They not. But you know, we keep pussies like them at arm's length.
No squares in a circle, man.
Nah, you can't have a square in a circle.
Why not?
Why not, man? Because a square in a circle equals police, man.
Oh, yeah? I like that.
Square in your circle and immediately.
Share something with y'all. Can I share?
Go ahead.
All right. I was talking to my homegirl today, right? As a matter of fact, it's somebody I was thinking about inviting to the show.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know what I'm saying? She's from Brooklyn. She's actually my ex-girlfriend. I'm telling on myself a little bit, but that's neither here nor there.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to her, and we were talking just, you know, random conversation. And she referred to, like, we started talking about sex, and she referred to her, she said, my hood. She said, nobody been in my hood in a minute. And I was like, what the fuck you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, yo, I want to go between your legs. I thought she was, like, saying that because her kid was around. And she didn't want to, like, obviously between your legs is that. And then, but she said, she refers to it as her hood. Like, nobody's been in her hood in a minute. And I just thought that was interesting. I just wanted to throw that out there. Like, that was kind of unique. I never heard, like, it, you know, you reference, a woman reference her stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
You know, that's mm-hmm. definitely going to be a new topic, man.
Yeah,
I mean, like,
dog.
I'm spreading that shit. Like, yo, Ma, let me get in your hood. Yo, what? My what?
Let me get in your hood.
Get in your hood. I'm trying to come to the hood.
Oh, you're
trying to come to my hood? All right, well, I live out here. No, Ma, listen. I'm trying to come in your hood. Like, I'm trying to get in your hood. What's up?
Ma, I'm trying to lay waste to your hood.
Yeah, I'm trying to lay waste.
Yeah, but that's like the same thing. That takes it back to the same thing as saying, let me park my car in your garage.
Yeah, you're right.
No doubt. True.
Mm-hmm.
For
extended periods of time.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. For extended periods. Well, you better put a lot of fucking gas in that car.
No. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
That shit ain't moving. Goddamn. I'm putting it in there, and it's staying in there. I'm just going to let it rock right there.
Oh, that's not good.
I hope you got your rain guard on.
Yeah, dog. Your fucking Rain-X.
I said, I hope you got your rain guard on.
I hope you got some Rain-X on that motherfucker.
Always got the rain protection.
See, that's not good for you guys, though.
Why not?
What you mean?
That's not good.
Talk to me.
Elaborate. Because you really see, a woman, when they feel that they got you like that, they feel like they got control over you.
Thank you. Hold on, can we get
Have you ever met? I think this. I personally think it's the dumbest thing. But you ever met a woman that said to you, "Yeah, well, I'm gonna have his baby just out of spite."
Oh yeah, to keep a nigga baby.
Out of spite. Like, let's say you and the chick are not together. You know you're not together, but just because it's, hey, she's feeling you more than you're feeling her, or whatever the case might be.
Yeah.
And she's just like, well, this happened, and that's it. You're screwed. Whether you want it or don't, as much as you don't want it, you're screwed.
Yeah.
Now you're going to have to deal with me because I want to.
I'm on the phone. Let me get some of that.
Yeah, that's why I have 10 kids, and I'm on the run.
What?
You know. Ladies, that was just a joke. I'm just serious.
Yeah.
Definitely just serious.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I'm definitely filming the show so far, man. Like, I mean, niggas is just, you know, chilling.
9:99. So what's everybody doing tonight? What's everybody got on tap for tonight? What's going on tonight with everybody, man?
Me, I'm probably going to go home and, you know, play with my cats. Like, fucking I got like 20 cats. I'm going to play with my cats.
Huh? You gonna go play with your pussy?
Yeah, I'm gonna go play with my pussy. I got nothing pussy at home.
He's a man because he got mad pussy.
Yeah, but mad pussy, like mad. Yeah. Mad pussy. That's why, hey, I mean, call me Comcast because I got pissed on the man.
He gonna wake up with that pussy on his face. Like, how did this get there?
Now, I'm gonna go home and type up bangbus.com.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, jack myself off to sleep. Well,
I can't even call it right now because it's kind of raining in the hood.
Yeah,
is it really still raining out there?
Whoa, what hood are you talking about?
We talking about Come on, dog. You know where we at, man.
Yeah, but what hood? Like pussy hood or hood?
We in the hood where there's drugs and crackheads running around.
All right. Hey, stop one of those crackheads. I need this flat screen TV.
Yeah, no, I need to get a whip for the weekend or something, man.
I need a cheeseburger. I'm hungry.
You don't want no cheeseburger.
I think you need a girl. I mean, that's
the ultimate substitute. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying because he's saying that, you know, he's gonna go home and, you know, whack off and all that. And I think it's just, it's sad that, you know, you should have at least company, have somebody at least do it for you.
I mean, literally, I was
like an offer to me.
Huh?
Sounds like an offer to me.
I don't know.
Y'all said y'all in the same hood, right? Because I'm all the way up in Florida. So offer for who?
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. I do not know. Word.
Oh, man, I feel like roasting somebody.
What's up? Yeah, let's roast. So you know the plane has no friends.
Yeah, the plane definitely has no fucking friends. For all those out there, fire has no friend. Yeah, I mean, the fire, you fucking get a match and throw it on the ground, and you try to blow it out, that shit ain't going nowhere. The wind is not its friend. You try to stomp it out, your foot is not its friend. The only friend it has is a bunch of other flames. It's going to burn your fucking house down, you pussy.
So I got a question. Who we flame? Who we roasting today?
Shit. You know what? I have nothing wrong with fat people. If you're obese, you're obese. But I definitely want to shout out to the big bitch.
Yeah, shout out to the fat. Shout out to the fat ladies, man. We love y'all.
Oh, we love y'all. We love the fat ladies. You know what I mean?
Why?
Well, I love them because, you know, I don't want, you know what I'm saying? I love the fat women for the simple fact that I'm not really with that bone-on-bone contact when I'm having sex.
Well, no. Actually, I like the big women because, you know, they're heavy-headed. So they give good head. Like, they got a lot of big-ass
and
head.
And they know how to ride something.
And they know how to what?
And they know how to ride something.
And don't forget cook. Some good cookers.
Oh, yeah. They definitely can cook the hell out of a sandwich after sex.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Don't get it twisted.
That's not only the big bitches.
I mean, I know it's not only the big bitches, but, you know, the big bitches, you know, we got to put them in that category for the simple fact that we know that's what they do. You know?
Yo, shout out to all the women out there that are 5'3" and below.
Oh,
shout out.
Yeah, that's what's up.
And over 200 pounds. Let's go.
What? Oh, wait, hold on. let's take it down to like 125, 130.
Okay, well, no doubt. Shout them out, too. Shout out to all the women, man. No matter what you are, man. Shout out
to
all the pretty women, man.
All us women deserve love.
Some of them don't deserve love from me. But,
some of them don't deserve love. Some of them deserve to be called bitches.
Oh, shit.
You know what I'm saying? I don't understand.
But then again, hold up. Sometimes you guys make us that way.
No. You know the saying. I don't make one because I just train them. I'm not trying to disrespect you. I'm just saying, listen, come on. We can't make you anything, Ma. You know what I mean? Like, we are.
Oh, yes, you can.
There. No.
Yeah, we can make them something.
Yeah, we can make them.
We can.
No, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. Because then that's like saying that. That's like saying that someone can make me something else.
You
know what
I'm
saying? I'm about to go to the block.
But it could.
Listen, my nigga.
No, you can't. I allow it to happen to myself.
Okay, so you're going to tell me right now, if there's a chick, right, and she cheats on you, but you really, 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 really dig her, and you're like, well, she was really drunk, and okay, whatever, and you decide, you know what, you really like her that much, you're going to bypass it, right? And you bypass it, and you let it go.
Yeah, I'm good.
And she keeps doing it. Aren't you going to become resentful? Aren't you going to be like, hold up, and then every time she goes out, whether she's doing it or not, you're going to be like, well, where are you going with?
Nope.
Where you going?
Nope.
Hell no, man. Ain't no time for
that.
No, I don't think so.
I'm not your father, so I don't know. Fuck. Just don't do me dirty. That's it.
Basically, my whole thing is like, if I'm in that position and like I'm still with her and like I'm got that on my mind and all of that, then I'm already fucked up. I already did it to myself. Because you can't like no one does any people do things to you, but it's really about how you react to the shit. You know what I'm saying? Like. In that instance, I'd be like, yo, Ma, listen, it was good while it lasted. You know what I'm saying? I care about you. I see you around. I see you around if I don't see you first because I'm going the other way. You know what I'm saying? Like, straight up.
And okay, so now if she was to say you see her a week later and she's like, hey, that's good. That's
good.
Come over to my house.
I beat it and keep it breezing. You see, now I gotta even it out. So now I'm gonna beat you and keep it moving. And play the game. You gotta play the game too, baby.
Come on, female. Let's stop acting like females ain't as ruthless as men, if not even more.
Yeah.
I know. Right. You know. You know what I'm saying?
We know that you know that we know.
Okay. So what's the problem?
And we all here. Since we there, you know what I'm saying? We might as well keep it real, shit.
True.
You know, I know, like, I'm not perfect, but I do put, like, honestly, I put a lot into relationships, you know what I'm saying? Like, as far as emotional energy, as far as just being there, being understanding, mm-hmm. I put a lot in. You dig what I'm saying? Regardless of what
call that, we know we call
then,
that.
Then big up to men like you, because there's not a lot of men like that.
We call that man hours, you dig?
Man hours. Because you know what? The thing is, like, if you don't, then what you do is you breed, like, a different type of woman that we all really don't want. Just like when women act shady, like, if, you know, I'm going to hate that woman, then I'm going to hate this one, and I mistrust her, and it all gets fucked up. So I'd rather be good, and you know what I'm saying? Hopefully it comes back to me.
You know what? And it's funny that you say that, because that's the same problem I'm having here in Florida. I moved out here. I got no girlfriends. Nobody want to talk to me. Everybody looks the other way. And it's like, well, where's the love? Can I get some love? No love.
You know, the haters is going to hate. And you know what I tell the haters? Hate harder, because, you know, I'm doing my job if you hate.
Exactly. If you have no haters, then you're going nowhere. But if you have haters, you know you're doing something right.
You know you're doing something
like
right.
Like, for instance, Cubanita. If you go outside and you got on this badass dress you just got and you walk out, no one hates, you look all right. But if you got bitches like, who the fuck you think she is? You know you're the shit.
Word.
Oh, okay, so then that's what it is.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Because at work, I have chicks, like, they'll talk to me when they have to talk to me, and you can tell because they look at me with this face like, damn, I got to come talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, but then, you know, you have other ones that they're cool or whatever, but they don't, like, outside of work, they won't talk to you.
Yeah.
That's the bitch side, that's all.
Pretty much. I'm going to send this next joint out. It's by Amanda Perez featuring Pitbull, Candy Kisses. New joint remix. It's actually going out to Cubanita. Fucking La Cubanita.
Up in West Palm.
Yo.
Up in West Palm, Florida. It's hot down there. It's fucking fair up here. Raining.
Yes,
and
sir.
Shit.
We're up in the 80s.
Yeah, man.
I wish we was in the 80s right now.
You're fucking right, man. I'm going to have to take a trip down there.
I'm outside with some Daisy Dukes, a little tank top, a flip flop.
Not on duty.
Not on duty. We out here with hoodies and long sleeves out here.
I feel for you. I don't miss that.
I got the fucking thong joints on, though. Fucking flip flop thong joints.
With a bow, with a lit bogey hanging up.
No, the elephant trunk, right?
Yeah, elephant trunk and shit. Oh, yeah, Shorty smoked bud, too.
Oh, you smoked the Buddha?
Oh, yeah, we can say that. Yeah.
Yeah, you can say whatever in this motherfucker.
Whatever you want.
And that's what's up.
You can say anything on this fucking radio station.
Shout out.
Fucking blog shit.
Shout out. Hold on. I got a shout out to the creator of the haze. You know what I'm saying? I have to shout out the creator of the haze. Without the haze, I would be lost right now.
Well, you know, that's what's good. And I wish you were here, because this shit that I got right now, some straight piss, oh, my God, will have you retarded.
I mean, it's been a while since I've been retarded off of piss, so, you know, it has to be some shit I ain't never smoked before, you dig?
Listen, this is some, you ever heard, I got that creepy, what is that? I got that sticky, icky, Miami creepy. This the straight, legit creep.
No, we don't do that. But, you know.
Oh, shit, I just realized that shit.
Yeah, we don't do that, Mom, but, you know, it is what it is, you know what I'm saying?
Ha, ha, ha.
Huh?
Yeah.
If that's the type of weed you deal with, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You ain't been right, so you had some of that juicy fruit in your life, though.
Yeah, juicy fruit. All right, hold on. Here we go.
Let's get it.
Amanda, you know I got your back, baby. Mm-hmm. It's Mr. 305 checking in on the remix. For all the women out there that wonder if Pitt is really a freak or not, just know this, baby. I got them candy kisses. Mommy want them candy kisses, right? And that's what I give her, right? When I kiss her below the liver, she quivers and I gotta deliver. Like the mailman, I'm talking Karl Malone from John Stark. And I promise once I start that I won't stop. Got her in the backseat of the soft top. Getting hot, getting wet, and she knows what she getting next. Ya tu sabes que conmigo es completamente diferente when we having sex. Yo te doy el caramelo bueno que te vuelve loca. En la calle, mujer, en la cama, eres puta. And that's what I love about you. When we together, it's all about you. I remember when I hollered at you. For the first time, swear to God, I couldn't get you off my mind. Oh, baby, let's ride.
I never met nobody like you. That'll do all the things that you do. Every night when I go to sleep, then my heart skip a beat.
We definitely back. We got 7 fucking minutes.
Yeah.
Damn, that's it?
Yeah, right?
That's it? The fun was just starting.
It's the first of many, though.
Yeah, definitely. Like, this is fucking the jump off. Like,
it's going down.
Yeah, it's definitely the test, but fucking, I'm going to promote my ass off, so Monday is going to be a wrap.
Mm-hmm. For real. My face.
Oh, yeah. That's what I wanted to say. You said you couldn't live without something. I can't live without fucking MySpace, man. If they get rid of MySpace, I'm going to kill myself. Yeah, Tom is my boy, man.
Tom,
love you, Tom.
Tom is your boy. Shout out to Tom, man.
Yeah,
you know
he's just not on my top, but he's my boy, though.
He's your boy. He's everybody's boy. Hell
yeah, it's
him.
Funny.
If you delete him, you're getting deleted from MySpace.
Nah, I bet. I was about to tell you, I deleted the motherfucker.
I deleted him as soon as I got on MySpace.
Yeah, and he fucking came back somehow. Like, I'm like, yo, motherfucker, I just deleted your ass.
He's everybody's friend.
Yeah, because don't get it twisted. A lot of people still got Tom in their top. Don't get it twisted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's around.
I'm playing that old pimp shit.
Yeah, you know, you already know how it goes. Get some Henny for your top players.
That's what's up.
Women put some Alizé in your glass.
I don't know if you guys from up north, so I know you guys heard of this. You guys heard of that drink, the pink pussy?
What?
You heard of the drink, the pink pussy?
Nah, I've never heard of that.
If you guys are from New York, you gotta know it.
Drink the pink pussy.
There's no pink pussy in the Love liquor store down the block from me.
What? You gotta go to a club.
All right, no doubt.
You gotta go to a club and they make you a pink pussy. That shit will have you knock the fuck out. But
I'm saying, what's in that?
It's Southern Comfort, Malibu, cranberry juice, and pineapple juice.
Oh, boy.
Yes, sir. Oh, boy. You will be saying that by the end of the night. Oh, girl.
Yeah, I already know.
What do you need to get fucked up off of it?
Nah, you'll be saying that by the end of the night.
No, I'll be saying something else.
Oh, okay.
I'll be saying something else.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Cubanito. You'll be saying my
Cubanita,
name.
Cubanita,
ta, ta. Ta, my bad.
Yeah.
Well, that's my shit right there.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man.
Y'all heard Foxy came out with a new shit, right?
Nah, what she got out?
No.
She got some shit with the reggae boy from Shine. Fucking the bro.
Yeah. That's Barrington Levington or some shit like that.
Barrington
yeah.
Levy.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I haven't heard it.
Yeah.
See, over here in Florida, we get everything late.
Oh, yeah? But see, y'all get that old grind, that gutter fucking shit.
Yeah, well, we get a lot of Dirty South out here.
Yeah.
A lot. It's like, if you're lucky, there's one, like, radio station that has, like, hip-hop and...
Come on, girl, you as far south as it gets, shit.
Yeah.
It don't get no further south than y'all.
True.
Yeah, y'all think we should come on tomorrow?
I mean...
Why not?
If you want to, I'm with it.
Fuck it, man. I'm filming this shit. Fuck it, why not?
Yeah, why not?
Right, well,
who doesn't like to talk shit?
Oh, yeah. Well, you going to be available?
No, I'll make it.
Yeah.
I'll make it.
I'm all right.
I like to talk shit, so.
So do I. So we're in the same boat right now.
You know, that's just great. A place we come, we can talk shit. Too bad it's just for an hour, though. That kind of... Kind of sucks, but it's all good.
But like I said, once we get our ratings up, you know what I mean? Anybody that's actually listening out there, make sure y'all fucking hit the ratings up. Rate us the top. Like, if 5 is the fucking top, rate us 7. I know that's not possible if it's on 5 is on the top, but you understand the fuck I'm talking about. Like, fucking rate us the fucking most stars out there so we can get to 2 hours. Because 1 hour shit is lame, but...
Yeah, we gotta hurry up and get everything in. We wanna
exactly.
Say...
And y'all remember that this is the first show, too, so we trying to really give y'all the realness. And we gonna, you know, give us a chance to get...
Oh, we keeping it real? I wanna give a big fuck you to the Sloppy Seconds. You know who you are.
Oh, Sloppy Seconds to the fucking building. I don't want to name their fucking shit, their name out, because I don't want to get
no pussy. We're not going to do that.
But they know who the fuck they are, and I know niggas is listening right now. Fuck all y'all niggas. Fat bastard.
Can I get silence real quick, because I got to give a fat fuck you and a fat get the fuck out of here and a fat kick in the ass. I might need a scream after this one. I need some silence for this one, though.
All right, well, you got a minute, so, you know, really got 20 seconds.
All right, no problem. Fat ass Deporah. You know, that's all I gotta say. You a $200 slut, you know what I'm saying? And I'm putting it out there. Anytime you wanna call up, 347-215-8388, we can talk about it.
We
you
definitely can.
You know what it is and you know what it ain't, bitch. Yo, Cubanita, I love you, baby. You held it down.
Love you, Nita.
Oh, I love you too. That's what's up.
Yeah, you already know.
That's
you
know what's saying? Up.
Shout outs to the hood, man. Staten Island, man. You already know what it is.
Make sure y'all check out our fucking show. We're going to be here tomorrow, 7 o'clock, from 7 to 8. So tune in to us. My shit, myspace.com/JJ_DA_HATER. Got a lot of fucking... Nah, you know what? I'm going to have it together tomorrow, baby girl. It's fucking La Cubanita. La Cubanita.
You got it. There you go.
You got fucking 6'4". You got SD.
Special
J-J
delivery.
The X-Men.
For all those that don't know who SD stands for, SD stands for special delivery. You heard?
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
Is that a promise?
I mean, that's always a promise. This is a given, you heard?
Oh, that's what's up.
Uh-huh. You know. Now, I mean, hit that myspaceup.com/youngspliff59, and we in the building.
Pretty much.
Already. myspaceup.com/GYASI7.
That's and we all linked up. We all each other's top friends. So when you look at one, you look at them all.
Pretty much.
Y'all know how to do it. Put it together, man. Let's make it happen.
We'll talk to y'all tomorrow, 7 to 8.
Holla.
Peace.
Not a drug. Oh, I used to suck dick for coke. Well, that's
addiction,
man. You ever suck some dick for marijuana?
Oh, you should have played that
skit,
bro.
Yeah, I should have played that shit.
You should have played tomorrow. Say that one tomorrow.
I'm going to open it up with that shit. Oh, shit.
Oh, shit, you guys are off the hook.
Yeah, you're already.
Oh, man, yeah, the show's over, but, damn, they still let niggas talk? That was up. Fuck it.
Worse.
I shook y'all, man. I'm a fucking... And niggas ain't lucky I ain't got no fucking freeway. I'll call the chat line right now.
I'll call right now, guys.
Word up. Call the chat line.
We get to popping round, though.
Chat line, shit. Yo, fucked up. Don't give a nigga this shit.
Oh, shit.
I have like 10 motherfuckers. Yo, Ma, you said you've been on a chatty before, right?
Huh?
You been on a chatty or never been on a phone chatty?
No.
Hello.
Oh, you about to get on there right now?
Yeah.
Oh, yep. It was like 20 million people talking.
Pretty much. No, it's five in a room, but some be like 210402.
Is it? I get confused. Like, I don't know who's talking.
So a gay guy line, the New York Blade, 718.
So wait, let me see if I can still do sound effects.
769. So you've got the New York Donut. Your room number is.
Oh, wow. And I can control it.
Oh, yo. Jay, you know what I was going to tell you?
Huh?
Before you actually go on. You know what I was going to tell you? I'm going to see if, damn, I got to call my cousin, Melissa. Oh, man. She's another trip. Yo, what?
Yo, the more women, the merrier. Straight up.
No. I'm dead up. Yo, she's like me. You know what I mean? Me and her click like that. Like, we used to, like, I'll give you an example of what we used to do. We're just, you know, we're kind of sick, okay? So,
mm-hmm.
All right.
Just so you know, we used to get on the phone on the same, like a landline.
Yeah.
Right, and she used to talk to a dude or whatever. Like, let's say she didn't really like him, but you know, he was nice people, but she, you know, she just wanted to turn him off so he wouldn't look at her that way, you know?
Yeah.
So she'd be like, "Oh, hold on, oh man, my stomach kind of hurts, you know? I'll take a shit real quick." And then he'd be like, "All right." She's like, "Yeah, but stay on the phone because I want to talk to you. I like talking to people when I take a shit." And then she's like, "Oh, whatever." And then she's sitting there talking to him about this and that, and I'm sitting on the landline. Now I go by the toilet and I get a cup of water with ice, and then I'm going, and I'm dropping the ice cubes in the toilet bowl. That shit's like, boop, boop, boop. Yo, they were. She's like, the guy's like, you sure you don't want me to? No.
Wrong.
Wrong.
No, that's a no, no.
Lobby for the front rooms.
Hold on, hold on, hold on. We in the duck off. Hold on. Yo, what you saying?
Huh?
So you said you fucking put ice in the toilet bowl?
Yeah, so I was putting ice in the toilet bowl, making these fucked up noises and shit, and the guy was only like, "Yo, you know, like, this is better if you just call me back and listen."
Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
All right, here we go.
You're in the lobby.
Let's get it.
Max. Two.
Three.
Pussy, and she left y'all out when she was 14
Jealous.
Years old.
Three.
Two.
Yo, who's in the room?
Yo.
Fuck all y'all low riders, man. Y'all niggas get the butt of the gun.
Let them low ride. Let them low ride. Let's talk about what we're talking about, man. Hit up blog.com, man. Y'all already know, man. What's in here, man? Technical difficulties, man. Y'all niggas is pussy, too.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, I want the female to get one of these bird-ass niggas gassed.
Mm-hmm. Geek the nigga. Geek him up.
Some bullshit. Marijuana is not a drug. I used to suck dick for coke. Now that's
you ever suck some dick for coke?
You ever suck some dick for marijuana?
Hey, mommy, how are you?
Why'd you go away?
Hi.
Whoa, whoa. Shut up. Shut your mouth.
Hi, what? How are you?
Gasser. Es cubanita.
Esa es la vida. Ya tú sabes, hay que pagar la deuda.
Four.
Five. It's all superior to y'all.
We got it.
Max.
Two. Yeah, this nigga Rod hung up.
Max.
Hold on, Jay. I gotta
really about it. You know why?
Why?
Because I'd rather for her to be happy, though.
Mm.
I'd rather for her to be good. Because, I mean, I expect for her to wait on me forever.
That's true.
She was in college. And
right.
She lives in Philly, and I should live in New York.
Yeah,
I don't want to look at this nigga. Yeah, so I was going to see her. I was going to see her on her dorms and stuff.
Yeah.
Max.
This was hilarious. Hello?
Yeah.
Hold on, I'm telling my neighbor about it, too, so he can log on tomorrow.
Where? Yeah, more people tell him about it.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm going to have the whole West Palm up in that bitch now.
Yeah.
Word, have the whole West Palm holding their titties. You know how we do it, man. Like, we ain't even got a B-shot over there.
Here in the depths of the ghetto of Yonkers, asking people how they feel.
Yo, Jay, give me like 10 minutes. I'm going to call you back.
All right.
Some of the answers.
All right, later. Bye.
Yeah, this is Jose Luis from the West Side, man. Leave your car and it's gone, man. Those Morenos is garbage, man. Fuck them.
Fuck them cows, dude.
Get them niggas out of bro. Get them niggas out of here. Yo, just skid mark.
Three.
What
I'm
with
somebody
cool.
What the
fuck you doing in my hood anyway, you motherfucking
tracky? How old are you?
Get the
fuck
out of here.
I ain't
you 20?
Yes, I am.
You planning on having kids?
In the future,
so
not right now, though.
Like, say, like, around what age? 24, 25?
Somewhere around there.
What you doing now? You in school or what?
I finished school.
Hey, it was daddy.
What you went to school for?
Swagger, juice, drip.
Niggas, get the fuck out of here.
Hey, yo, it's daddy new, pimper.
Yo,
swagger, juice, dripping.
Never heard of you, man.
Yo, mom.
If you know better,
yeah.
You'll do better. How you
so
doing,
you say,
beautiful?
You say you're LPN?
LVN.
LVN. How long
yeah,
has
LVN.
That been going on?
This motherfucker's stupid.
You said LVN?
Yeah.
License registered. Oh,
it's
just someone's calling me.
Seems interesting. How was your day?
It's licensed vocational nurse.
Oh. Oh, really?
Licensed vocational nurse. I never heard of that one.
Yeah, that would be I heard of LPN, but I never heard of that.
LVN,
there's
RN. I never heard of LVN, though.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask my auntie about that one.
Yeah,
you
auntie about that? Hey, yo, dog, do I look like a bitch?
Yeah, I ain't gonna try to say you lying, but I never heard of it. My mother's an LPN.
LPN?
I ain't gonna say you lying either. I'd be quick to say a motherfucking lie. Yeah, I ain't gonna say you lying. I don't know what LPN is.
My mother.
Five.
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 Like a bitch. No!
Then
why you trying to fuck
with
me?
Yes,
you did. Yes, you did, Brett. You tried to
fuck me.
Allah,
Allah.
Wow, it's the one. Go ahead. Wobble the hands. Head up
to Mook. Allah, Allah. Hatana.
Ya Hollywood.
Yeah. Shit a pain in that nigga.